share experiences, share information. Like I said before, really, really organic, great group. So again,
Set me up for that.
and who is that right there?
Awesome. Valdez.
Okay, Valdez, Liberty Resources Group. You should enjoy that group.
Can you also help me to get all the resources that you're doing there for, to send it to the email?
Oh, yeah, Carmen, I could just send the outline to you by email.
Thank you. Yeah, the phone cut off and I had a call coming in again. I didn't really get to hear the beginning.
I was going to say, Carmen, we did update your email, Lee. I think it's the first email on Salesforce. That's the one that.
Well, if you don't mind, actually, if you could just.
I can just send that to her.
Yeah, shoot her that email real quick. Yeah. Then, so I'm about to say, because I thought I saw two emails. I just wasn't sure which one was hers.
Yep, I can send that.
And delete. And if you know which one is for sure hers, just delete the other one there.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that's no good is carmforez1977@gmail.com. Or no.
Okay.
But the one that is on file is 0907-1977@gmail.
Okay, gotcha. Yep, I did add that one.
That's amazing. Okay.
Good. All right, so yeah, we'll send that over to you. Everybody knows about the Getting Started Guide. And if you don't know about it, it is a guide for people new to vision loss. So the APH, the American Print House for the Blind, they partnered with Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation. A great organization, and they started this guide for people with vision loss, new to vision loss. We always request, if there's any way we can send this thing by email, please let us do that. The ink that it takes to print this thing out is insane. Nevertheless, if we have to, most certainly we will. But again, it's a great guide, a lot of good resources within it, a lot of good information in there, just details about what to do in particular circumstances, what organizations do different things. So, like I said, just a good resource to have on hand if you need it. Next up, we have the Mid-Atlantic Blind Golf Association. This is an organization that enables legally blind and totally blind individuals to golf. The participant does not need to already know how to play golf, but just willing to learn before going out to play. The first three golf outings are free. So think about that. If you wanted to, just wanted to indulge a little bit, you could just actually indulge free just for three sessions. But after that, it is $100 a year. That includes all costs, even lunch. Okay. So that's pretty good. Yes. Who was that speaking right there?
This is Wild again. Thank you for that one.
I will send you the information for that, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yep, no problem.
I'm also sending. I'm sending to Anthony Brown. I don't know if he's on today. Anthony Brown.
Send it to who again? I'm sorry. Oh, Anthony. Anthony. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
And Carmen Perez.
All righty, it's on the resource sharing call line, so you'll get everything.
Okay, good.
Yep. All this stuff that I'm mentioning is literally on this document that I'm going to send out to you. The phone numbers, the website, everything.
I was looking for that for a while. And I don't know. I keep on missing talk about that. Yeah.
It's all good.
I keep on missing it. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's all good. That's why I'm here. I mean, if I forget, no, and I know it could be my bad too. Like, even if I forgot to send it to you, I know I just recently this week sent you that vision loss support group link. Because after we talked about it, you know, the group was already done, so it was just like, all right, I just need to make sure to send it to you, before the next group. So I sent it this week, so it's well before the next group starts. So, yeah. So it's all good. Yeah, whatever. And whenever anybody wants this resource sharing call outline, it's like literally just access and we can mail it out or email it out. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
You said you want to mail and email?
Yes, this is okay. This is not too much. And I appreciate that too. Thank you.
All right.
Can I just keep Ruth? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Ruth, I know you raised your hand. I didn't know if there was a specific information you wanted or the whole outline.
The whole information of that group we were talking about and everything. Send it to me.
Okay. Yep, I
mail it and mail it to me and email it to me. Thank
okay,
you.
I'll, yep, I'll send that to you, Ruth, and then I can send it to Carmen over email as well.
All right, I'm writing down their names and stuff. So
okay,
if you wanted to take the people and email them the names, email the ones, those folks, and I could just, those same folks that you email, I'll mail them the information. So for, you know, you know, like I said, you just email it and I'll do the mail.
Okay.
Sounds all right.
I have a plug to put in. Simone from the Blind Social Club.
Yep.
She's doing a bus trip.
We just talked about that in the beginning. Yep. She sent me that a few weeks ago. I added that to it. But yeah, Simone's super mover out here, man. Lack of better words. So she got that bus trip together. Anybody that can go, Phil, please go. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what you're going to experience. You don't know how the experience is going to be. Just don't settle your mind on it's going to be a bad experience or it's how I'm gonna do this or how I'm gonna do that. She's setting up so much stuff to try to make the experience easy for everybody. Like, they know the organization that the Orchard, I forget exactly the name of it right off the top of my head. I can go back to the top and name it, but they know who they're coming, who's coming. They know the group that their audience that they're going to be interacting with. So they'll be ready. You know what I mean? So just, if you're interested, it's Terhune. That's what it was. Okay. So yeah, if you're interested, just go.
Me.
Who's that?
Miss Katrina.
Hey.
She also has volunteers.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I ain't really want to, you know, drop too much of the because she actually asked if I could go and do it. It's just the timing of it for me. I couldn't because you know, it's all day. I got kids that's in school and stuff like that. And I know my wife was trying to, like, you know, work it with me, but I'm like, man, it's just a tough pull for me, just all day. So that was all it was. But I did tell her I'm open to other opportunities for, you know, escorting and being a volunteer and that kind of stuff. So to wrap it up for us, we got a few more. We got Philly Achilles. This is the Philadelphia chapter of Achilles International. The nonprofit has a diverse range of athletes with disabilities, including vision impairment and blindness. Many dedicated volunteers. The group pairs athletes with disabilities with guys who place an emphasis on safety and fun to ensure that everyone has a great workout. So athletes can walk, run, or do a wheel, or do a combination of both. So again, it's someone who is an athlete who may be who has their vision, and they are being paired with somebody who is visually impaired. So it's a really nice, you know, program. You know, they build bonds between each other. They build self-esteem, promote teamwork, camaraderie, all of that good stuff. They meet every Saturday at 9 a.m. on 16th and Chestnut, 1601, in the lobby of the Cigna building. They say all you got to do is look for, try to have someone recognize or look for bright green shirts. So that's what they do.
And that's every Saturday?
Yep, every single Saturday, they said. That's at least what they say. Yeah, every Saturday, 9 a.m., 1601 Chestnut Street. I still would look up Philly Achilles just to be on the safe side and everything. But yeah, all of that information will still be in the resource sharing call outline.
Okay. It is every Saturday.
Okay. I just got to put it in my head. Philly Achilles. Okay.
Yep.
It's every Saturday, and they also go on, marathons.
Yep, 5Ks and stuff like that. Yep, that's really cool. iBug, they offer 12-week Mac courses. So if you have an iMac and you're looking to get training and with getting better at it, then, you know, then here's your shot to do that. However, I always mention this to people: if you are not serious about getting your Mac training, please don't start with them. Everybody needs a friend like me, man. I'm just going to sit here and tell y'all, if you are, they will literally kick you out of the group. There are requirements. There are about 12 requirements that everybody has to meet. Okay. You got to participate in all classes with no more than one absence. You know what I mean? So that's already, you know, not giving you enough room to breathe. Got to attend at least half of all the study sessions, complete homework assignments, you know, attend a monthly iBug Mac and Talk conference call. So it's a lot of, It was, I said 12. I'm sorry, it's eight requirements. But again, if you're serious about it, this is definitely a thing for you to be able to, you know, get some free training. Also, iBug has social events as well and other types of trainings that people can tap into. So again, you have the iBug Buzz, which is a weekly Q&A help session on Mondays from 7 to 9, and it's iBug. So of course, it's dealing with the iOS and iDevice, so Apple, that watch, Apple TV, iPhone, iPad, that kind of stuff. And then you have the iBug Radio program, which pretty much condenses everything that was talked about on a previous iBug program. Next up, iBug also has Night at the Virtual Movies. So every Friday, they do a movie, and they bring everybody together on those Friday evenings to, you know, build some social excitement, I guess you could say. So iBug, Night at the Movies. Then they also have on-demand events such as iBug Buzz, iBug Apple Workshop, iBug Cafe, iBug Mac and Talk, and even iBug Android Insight Podcast. So I know that Hadley School has some insights on Hadley School has insights on Android. So does the iBug as well. Okay. They even offer all of the same stuff on YouTube. Okay. So a lot of different ways to just, even if you can't attend the Mac trainings, if you're, you know, if you're willing enough and, you know, you don't want to do enough, if you do enough research, you potentially could, you know, you got nice, decent, some folks around that know a little bit about tech. You could even patch some stuff together that you want to do with your computer, or maybe even if it's just like surfing the internet, or maybe playing a particular game because you're low vision, something like that. So, I will pass it over to you, Becca, again. And I feel like from there, I guess you can just take us home.
Okay, sounds good. And just to make sure you finished off all of the iBug ones, like the social events and everything.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Next up, everybody. That was actually it. That was it. That was because the other ones were the same thing repeated just on YouTube.
Gotcha.
So it's like the Buzz, the cafe, the Mac, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like iBug Buzz, on demand, on their mm-hmm. website, and then podcasts, and I guess you could say, and then the other one is like on YouTube. So, yep, that's it. So accept the travel trainers up and everything else after that.
All right. Okay, so next, everybody, and this one's always ongoing. It's the SEPTA travel training. It's in person. What to expect. It's one-on-one, again, free of charge, one-on-one skills training with a trained occupational therapy professional. And then you would have to get fare and everything and transportation to the location, learn how to trip plan using a computer, smartphone, or SEPTA customer service. You would get personal instruction on how to travel using SEPTA buses, trains, and trolleys in your neighborhood, training to and from specific locations requested by you. So it's really nice. It's tailored to your needs one-on-one, you know, wherever you may, whatever routes you may be taking. And also learning different coping strategies to handle difficult situations, whether it be a detour, a delay, crowded vehicles, maybe you lost your bag, or just, you know, things like that, how to cope with that. And then service includes all seniors, people with physical or intellectual disabilities, and people with autism. And this will be located in person at SEPTA's Accessible Travel Center, which is in room 109 in the Suburban Station. And that's staffed by occupational therapists. And you can call their toll-free number if you'd like to schedule an appointment with them. And next, as always, is the dial for Uber Ride. And it's just a phone number that you call. It's toll-free. You can do this from Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. And basically, it's rather than having to use the Uber app, you can just call this toll-free mm-hmm. phone number, and it's more of an accessible way to book a ride. They essentially connect you employees. You can choose between English or Spanish. They help you create an Uber account and request a ride. And then later on, they also text you the driver's name and picture, the car type, license plate, and ETA. So We do have that number again. That's 1-833-873-8237. And we can, that'll be in the outline as well. So let's see. Next here, there's the podcast through Hadley School, and it's all through the phone. You can just dial in the phone number. It's called Podcast from Hadley. They provide audio talk shows free of charge on a wide variety of topics, such as bioptics for driving it more, birding with vision loss, script talk, which is text-to-speech for medication labels, with insights and sound bites, individuals with vision loss share what has helped them cope, and more. So again, we have that phone number for anyone who would like to listen to free podcasts about vision loss. And yeah. Next, is that Carmen?
Yeah.
All right, can you perfect. Yep, that'll be, would you like the phone number now, or that'll also be in the outline that we'll send to you?
Right now, and then the other number, the Uber one, I'm sorry. I'm writing it down right now.
Yep, let me know when you're ready. I can give you the Uber one first.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm ready.
I'm printing out everybody's stuff right now, too.
Okay, perfect. Yep, just let me know when you're ready, Carmen.
I'm ready.
Send me that, too.
Okay. So for the Uber, that's 1-833.
Yeah.
And then 873.
Okay.
8237.
8237. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yep, now so the Hadley one.
Yep, the Hadley, that is 847.
Seven.
Yep, 588.
Okay. 1317. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yep, that'll be in everyone's outline that goes out. And then next year, this one's a really great opportunity if you're interested in ballet or just working out, anything like that. So this is the Darkroom Ballet. It is what it's called. It's free introductory level ballet classes for people, adults with vision impairment.
Real quick. I'm so sorry, Beck. I meant
no problem.
We always mention this, this particular resource, but right now they are actively recruiting for their next cohort. Okay. I think their next cohort starts the 14th. Okay. So just wanted to make sure I threw that out there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And this is the free, they call it the Darkroom Ballet. It's introductory and it's free of charge for dancers who are blind or visually impaired. You can participate in these Darkroom Ballet programs. You don't need any previous knowledge or anything like that or experience with ballet to sign up. They're held as a scholarship program for new students with blindness or low vision. So they cover ballet vocabulary, which may include anatomical concepts like foot sensitivity and mobility, balance without your vision, auditory input, and tape on the floor for orientation. So, you know, kind of using your surroundings and your senses to move your body. So you learn about all these different concepts. It's hosted by Movement Research, and it's specifically for the educational needs of people who are visually impaired. And it's based on ballet training from the Royal Academy of Dance and Butoh, as well as classical Japanese dance training. It's led by Krishna Washburn, and she's blind herself. She's a blind ballet dancer and teacher. Again, this is all via Zoom, also available via phone call as well. So if you'd prefer that method, that's available as well. We have her email, and it looks like that's the best way to reach out. There may be a phone number as well, but you do have her email, and that's how you begin the intake process, register, and you can get signed up. And lastly, there's a Saturday introductory level class. It's free. It's a repeating series for a total of eight classes. And for this one, it's Saturdays, again, online over Zoom from 4 to 6 p.m. And there's also an option for you to call in via phone number as well. And next, again, this is always an ongoing study that's going on. Or program, rather. It's the Accessible Pharmacy Services Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. They have their blind lifestyle coaches that help find a healthier you to get healthy, stay healthy, and avoid diabetes with this program fully funded by insurance. So if you would like to join, you would just have to meet these requirements, 18 plus, so you would have to be an adult, be considered overweight, age being 45 plus, having a parent or sibling with type 2 diabetes, being active less than 3 times a week, history, giving birth to a baby weighing more than 9 pounds, history of gestational diabetes, and then your race would have to be either African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Pacific Islander, or Asian-American. Overall, the study the goal is to lose weight through healthy eating, increase physical activity, and address the barriers to you as to why, you know, maybe you may not be eating the healthiest or getting the most physical activity, to kind of break down those barriers so that you can become healthier. So overall, it's the duration of this is a year. There's 22 virtual sessions with these blind coaches. And overall, it's proven success that it's lowered type 2 diabetes pretty significantly. So if you identify by, you know, the requirements of this study, you can definitely reach out. We have phone numbers and email. And lastly, one of the last resources to share here. This is another great workout resource. It's free and it's audio described. It's live, high contrast, and audio described virtual workouts through the NWABA, or Northwest Association for Blind Athletes. They lead these virtual workouts online Monday through Friday, free of charge via Zoom. Again, all of them are high contrast, audio described. Some of them kind of similar to, it sounds like, the ballet, except that's more focused on dance, but core stability, dance aerobics, cardio, yoga. A new workout, deep stretch, has been added, which is 12 noon Eastern time. This is on Tuesdays. It helps aiming participants to increase their flexibility. And again, you can join from the comfort of your home and connect with people all across the country. They say the space that you need to work out is about the size of a yoga mat. So you really do not need a large space for these workouts. And we have, you know, all of the information on the days and the times for all of these programs. So, you know, maybe if you were signed up for a yoga and movement and that's currently on hold, if you'd like to look elsewhere for workout opportunities, that could be a great one. And lastly here, this is a free will resource. So you're looking to draft a will, life planning documents, anything like that. It's called, they just call it their free will resource. It's through the National Council on Aging. They've partnered to create a free tool to help ensure every older American can create a will that reflects their wishes. So this free will tool walks you through the process of 100% for free in less than 20 minutes. So it's really simple as that if you're, you know, thinking on planning something like that. It's a nice free resource. So that is all we have today. Lee, is there anything you would like to share? Any other resources, any participants would like to share with the group?